This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Did I break your concentration?
Never grow old, Michael. Never grow old, Michael. You never die. But you must feed. You'll never die.
Living AI in the studio. They've been very patient. Meantime, let's get warmed up. Here's the Von Bondies on Sessions.
Hold me close, you can't ignore the fact. think she's on to you.
Pixies, their latest Body Bag right there on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Thank you very much for sticking around during the whole snafu. The Gremlins were in here. I mean, Stripe and Gizmo and everybody. We had to, like, kill them all. It was so much carnage. It was horrible. But you're getting a full show here on Sessions. Living AI came all the way from Detroit, 8 Mile and everywhere else. So they're getting the full shebang. They're still kicking back, relaxing, shaking off some of the caffeine and sugar from Cookies and Cream and Blend and everything. They've been taking the tour of downtown Lapeer. City Limits just dropped a new single today. Still has that new song smell. Here's City Limits, Bonnie and Clyde, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio. There's Bonnie and Clyde, the latest from City Limits. I'm going to have to let them know that that is a very quiet recording, but, you know, I'm sure they'll make, they already know that. They probably only need my input. Living AI in studio. You guys have been very patient, drove all the way. Welcome to Sessions. How we doing?
Hello.
We are going Facebook Live so that you can see their smiling faces. Leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we will read them on the air if it's in fairly good taste, I guess. I had you guys at a Sessions concert series back over at Cascadens a couple months ago and tore it up. I mean, you were like the surprise of the night, and we had some really good bands. Everybody's just like, I've never seen them before. I've never seen you before. Today's Okay said, check this band out. They're good on record. They're even better live. And they were right. You guys are tight.
We try our best.
We play a lot of shows.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we do.
On average, how many shows would you say you play a year?
Oh, we play like two a month.
Yeah.
Two a week.
Two a month. Oh, that doesn't sound too.
One to two a week, depending on the month. It really.
I mean, like March, we were.
Yeah, we did six shows in March.
Yeah, we did a lot of shows in March.
It's a lot for a local band. Not a lot for a.
Like a big band, I guess. Yeah, but for a local, us.
Well, it's getting your name out there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. Let's get things started by. Kind of how it started for me was Ignite the Sky. We're going to play this one, and then we're going to go on a commercial break, and then we're going to deep dive into Living AI. Who's going to talk to me about Ignite the Sky?
AJ?
Me? It would be this, yeah, this gentleman right here, AJ.
Go ahead and talk right into that mic right there.
Hi.
Hi.
This is our
What do you want to know? I'm a prize possession.
Subject matter, anything about it.
It's in 6/8, and it's in F major, I can tell you that.
Capo 1, yeah.
Capo 1, great.
6/8.
Just yeah. For the record.
Cormac's like, screw you guys.
No, Cormac does a really cool like polyrhythm in that. It was like a four against three in
What's
verse
two. What's
the
story, AJ? Yeah.
What's the story?
What's
the story? I imagined igniting the sky. Like, my image of it was like fireworks.
Okay.
Like the idea of like you have a monochrome world and we're igniting it with color, pretty much was my idea.
Oh, okay.
Bringing color to a gray world was
so
my concept.
So very much a visual kind of a thought pattern.
Yeah, and then like musically, I always thought of it as like a power ballad. It's got like the synth in the beginning to like kind of create like a super atmospheric sound, and it hits hard with everything. And it's kind of like a mixed power ballad.
Yeah.
It's just like something cool that came out. We wrote it in like one day.
Yeah,
we were in the studio
and then AJ came in with and kind of played the rhythm part, and then I kind of hopped on bass and just kind of started working it out, and then I think by the end of that day we had like a demo tracked with Cormac.
The record button. I did a lot.
Yeah, Mike hit the record button, the most important job. But yeah, no, I remember that one in particular was one of the more defining ones of us kind of coming together as a band, and you know, putting something together pretty quickly.
Well, let's check it out before we go to commercial break. Here is Living AI. They're in studio. Here's Ignite the Sky on Sessions. We'll be right back. Living AI, Ignite the Sky, the one that kicked it off for us here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Living AI in studio with us today, being very patient after the Gremlins were just having a field day with the computer. So the writing style, Lexi, you're not a big fan of it, are you?
No, I like the music.
Into the mic. Into the mic.
I like the music. The music is good. And I do think the lyrics are cool. It's just I don't know what I'm saying when I'm singing them. The songs pre-existed me, and so they kind of sound like you put English into Google Translate, came out as Japanese, and then you put the Japanese back into English. And it's cool. It's like an anime opening. But I don't know what I'm singing sometimes, but I'm having a good time while I do it.
You sell it. I mean, you really built it out. I mean, you have a vocal coach that you've had for 15 years, so, I mean, you really know what you're doing. So,
ooh, it depends on who you ask.
Well, we're not harsh critics on this show. So the writing process, I mean, what is the normal writing? Is it the music first? Is it the lyrics first? What?
Always music first for us.
Music?
AJ always pumps stuff out in 5 seconds. Sends it over, says, this is a finished song.
Usually takes me like a night to do it. Like if I have an idea, I'll get it done in a night and send it to them. Just because if I let things sit, it just ends up in the backlog. And like if you look at my hard drive, I have like so much backlogged ideas that I probably will never pull out.
So do you write, as far as music goes, do you just write whenever inspiration hits, or do you have like a set time? Okay, from 4 to 5, I'm gonna write.
When inspiration hits, it's usually either if I'm on keys or guitar, I'll come up with ideas, and sometimes I'll come up with like a bass lick. Or what helps me a lot is Sean will come up with like a guitar riff or some chords, and then I'll take it and turn it into something too. So just like if he gives me guidance too, it helps me to figure out where I'm going to go with stuff. And then he's recently stepped up and started writing some pretty cool stuff. I don't know if he wants to talk on his process on that, because
yeah.
I know he's a little different in his writing style than me.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's kind of similar because I've at this point put together two like demo songs for the band. But yeah, no, it's pretty similar. Just I'm primarily guitar. I never really play keys at all. But so yeah, it's just hopping on guitar, playing a little bit and just kind of stumbling onto ideas and whatnot, and then just kind of realizing them from there.
We have a comment coming in. Schwabo from the Solid State Radio fam says, I know these guys, saw them at the Crowfoot about a month ago.
Oh,
hey.
I was here this fest.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm glad you guys can remember it, because I'm talking to you guys during the songs and you play like twice a week all over the area.
Yeah. We get dragged around.
Dragged under. So you guys are doing the singles route at this point. For what I know, you guys have 3 singles out. Is that where we're going, or are we putting out a whole album?
We're putting out a whole album.
Two albums.
Yeah, we ran into some issues with the studio that we were recording at because it was so far away, and I was in nursing school, and I graduated now. I'm a nurse now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I've been a nurse for a year and a half, but we ran into a lot of issues trying to record it, and we've been sitting on the songs for 2 years. So now that we have a studio in our basement that we have.
Oh, nice.
On our own. It's very cool. But now we can speed run everything.
Okay, well, let me ask, because I myself have been in both situations where you have to pay for studio time, or it's more of a constructed, like you're leaving the house, and then I have the basement studio. I have felt, and maybe that's just me, that there's too much time to create, to where it's like, you know, you're putting in too much, and it's what are your guys' thought on this? Is it better in a studio or your own?
I would definitely say your own. Only because as long as you have a healthy work-life balance, you can just figure out, you can pump out ideas whenever you want. Billie Eilish is a really good example. She made music out of her bedroom. Doesn't mean she was doing it all the time.
Very true.
She pulled it out whenever she did. Her and her brother did that.
Yeah, it's not like everything is going to be golden, but I mean, what does come out of there? Absolutely.
Driving an hour to the studio for us while I was trying to do nursing school was almost impossible. So, but we made those 3 songs that way, and from now on, it's in our own space.
They are fantastic tracks. I'm looking forward to seeing what you have coming up down the pipeline. What is next for the recording of Living AI?
Our album, Motion Blur.
What's it called?
Motion Blur.
Motion Blur.
Yes. It used to be a longer length album, but we've decided to split it up to make it come out faster. Our goal is the end of this June.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, nice. How many tracks?
Eight.
Perfect. I've said it on the show many times. A lot of times, bands want to come up and give me a CD of like 15 tracks. I was like, you realize there's like 8 of these songs people won't ever hear.
That was the original length of the album. And we were like, maybe that's too many. Maybe that's...
I mean, some of my favorite albums are only like 8 songs. You know,
I'm an EP person. I get that.
Here I am on my soapbox. I apologize. But I don't even think... If you spend the time and money and talent and energy for it, don't call it an EP. Call it an album. Call it what it is. I mean, my favorite albums are like 1984, Led Zeppelin 4, 8 tracks. Done. Fini. That's it.
EPs are 5 or less songs, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. No, I mean, all I'm saying is the band Sleep has a 2-song album.
Awesome.
It's like an hour long.
It puts you to sleep. I haven't heard it, but I'm sure it's fantastic. Summer checklist. It's almost summer. What are your guys' and everybody gets a turn for this one. What is your summer checklist? What do you want to accomplish? What's the 3 things you want to accomplish between now and September? We'll start with Sean.
I think we're probably all on the same page, but this album, we've been working really hard on it for a while, so yeah, that's one of the biggest things. I guess the second thing is kind of getting together and promoting the studio that we have in our basement, Second Wind Sound.
So you're renting that out to other bands?
Mostly our space, but we're looking to, you know,
sure,
make more of a business out of it. And a lot of us here have different, you know, side projects we're working on, so we're hoping to kind of get a space for everything.
It's not like to plant a tree and like give back to the environment. Okay, that's cool, Sean. Thanks. AJ.
Well, mine is actually environmental related. I'm a big hiker and rock climber.
Really?
So I want to go to Joshua Tree or Yosemite out west somewhere to do some climbing and hiking. I really want to go to Olympic State National Park in Washington. I'm thinking of doing that over 4th of July.
Wow. Because
it's like one of the coolest places. I've seen so many photos and I really want to see it. And then I'm supposed to be going to Colorado in September, actually. End of September, to just do some hiking in the Rockies. So a lot of hiking and climbing for me. There's a couple big climbing routes that I want to do this year that are like just a little over 100 feet and like send them because I've been
marking
them.
That's way too high for me, man.
As long as I don't look down, I feel pretty good because I was doing one earlier this year and I looked down, I was like, oh man, I'm pretty high up. Let me just not think about looking down and just keep going up.
Those mountain climbers who were like actually like carve themselves out a cot and sleep there, for like that those people are insane.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do that because I have to get up like 2 or 3 times to go pee and I just like die.
Yeah, that's El Capitan, I believe. It's 26 pitches. A pitch is just a route, so 26 of those.
Oh,
and you have to camp on the side of the mountain to mid climb with just there, and that would scare me. I want to do multi like 26 pitches, but maybe 4 or something like that.
Lexi, what do you want to accomplish for the summer?
First question, Adam, if you have to pee 2 or 3 times during the night, what diuretic are you on?
Beer.
Awesome.
Forgot I was a nursing student.
Oh, yeah. Second of all, definitely get this album out. We've been sitting on it for too long. We recorded it back when I did not know how to belt. I used to do only Billie Eilish soft singing stuff, and they brought me in, and I didn't know how to do that. So it wasn't...
They took you out of your comfort level?
Yeah, and we recorded the whole album really kind of fast, and then I was like, you know, hey, AJ, this kind of sucks.
I think she sounded fine the entire
I suck. And then I'm fixing it, but we're almost done fixing it, because I figured it out now. But I'm also going to go see one of my favorite artists, Ciro's, outside of Michigan for the first time for my first concert outside of Michigan.
Nice.
Well, I'm about to say your first concert.
No, my first concert outside of Michigan. I love coming to all the local shows, but it's so hard for me to get out of Michigan. I don't know why. I'm
Karmic, same question.
We've been pretty busy this past couple months, so I'd say for me, maybe you like to have a vacation and chill out, you know? Maybe not play so many shows. I love playing shows, but maybe, you know, take a weekend off.
Yeah, the underlying thing is like, guys, give me a time. I have a kid I've never met.
We're putting poor karma to work.
But I love it.
Mike.
Well, let's see. I'm gonna bypass the getting the album out because everyone else already said it. So I actually
keeping the album in.
Yeah. I would like to put out another song with my other project that just put out a song today, but I'll skip that.
Shout.
Want to work on that a bit more. I need to go ride the new dragster at Cedar Point.
Oh yeah,
that's another goal for me.
How they redesigned that?
Yes, yep. It looks awesome.
Was it top? Rail too.
It's just the dragster too, electric. But third goal. What's the third goal?
See the new Twisters movie. Saw the trailer
Twisters?
For that.
No.
Twisters.
Really?
The new Twister
the
movie.
Tornado movie.
Movie.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the Dead Man Walking tornado? Dude, that's scary.
No, I don't know.
Dude,
that
it's so scary. You guys should look that
okay.
up.
Okay. I guess rule number three is look that up.
Here's Livin' AI. Summer checklist right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Dude, wow.
Living AI summer checklist right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. And the guys are just kind of, you're bringing the song back. It's been out of the set list for a while, but you're bringing it back.
Yeah, for our
for
show.
One show.
For one show.
One
show only. Tomorrow.
It's free. Come on down.
Lexi can't wait.
Yeah, it's only because it's a 2.5 hour long set and we ran out of stuff to play.
I hope you like Paramore.
If you're in the St. Clair Shores area, it's at Harbor Lanes.
Harbor Lanes, 10 Mile, and Jefferson. There's doing a bowling tournament there, and the guy throwing the tournament asked us to play. So it's like, hey, AJ. Your band wants to play? And I'm like, sure, why not? Yeah. I was going bowling in the tournament, but I'd rather play it.
Yeah, if you didn't know, AJ is an avid bowler.
Bowling, rock climbing.
Bowler, rock climbing, marching band.
I did do marching band.
Yes, I did do. There's nothing he can do.
Apparently not. Apparently not get injured. So.
No, no, you're great at getting injured.
AJ, I locked my keys in the car. He's like, I got this.
I do, actually. I spent an hour one time getting Ezra's keys out of his car.
It's a good thing you have an on-site medic.
Yes, because I injure myself a lot. Oh my goodness, too much.
He's almost died a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah, a couple times.
There's so many things I want to ask about your personal life. But I,
I love yapping.
All right, so nursing school. Let's talk about that for a second. When you're in nursing school, what is something that you wish the general populace would know about nursing?
That's a dangerous question.
Keep it clean.
Why are you guys so mean? What did I do to you? I'm just here to help, and you're getting mad at me. I swear I'm trying my best. People get so angry, I think they forget that it's like, hey, you know, I'm not the doctor. I'm not making these orders sometimes. You know, I'm doing what I can. I'm talking to the doctor. I've yelled at him. He's up his own butt. I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, because people, when they're in that situation, it's never a good time. Yeah. I mean, they're never at the the tip-top moment of their life.
And that's true, and I'm totally understanding that. But just remember, I love you, buddy. I'm here to help. Yeah. I'm sorry I got to poke you with the needle. I swear I don't want to. If I didn't have to, I wouldn't. You and me both were hanging in it together.
What is the process of a catheter? I mean, can we talk about that for a minute?
You said keep it clean.
I think we all just cringed.
We should keep the catheter clean.
We should keep the catheter clean. Listen, man.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
They only let me practice on the fake ones in nursing school. I haven't done a real one just yet.
The fake ones? They went to Adam and Eve. It's like, oh, that one works.
No, it's full size. It's full body.
She's like, it took me to prom. So what have you guys been listening to lately? I mean, obviously not your own stuff, but when you're in the car, it's just you and the music. What have you guys been listening to? We're just going to start with Mike on this one.
Far left field from our genre. I'm very into 80s thrash metal, so
okay.
I've been listening to a lot of Exodus lately.
Yeah,
I just got Gary Holt's signature guitar, and it's pretty sweet.
Nice. Cormac.
I always go back to listening to the Skyrim soundtrack, so that's like my go-to.
That's
I love that. That's
good. I mean, kudos. I mean, but that's just way out of left field.
left field.
Let's see.
Unironically, Across the Hall.
A shout out.
Unironically, Across the Hall. They're a friend of ours, but I really like their music. And I'm going to see Ciro's, so Ciro's is an indie artist that I really like, but I don't really listen to what the band is either, but I really, you know, I still dig it. It's still fun.
AJ.
Aaron West and the Roaring Twenties is a band I'm obsessed with. It's Dan Campbell from the Wonder Years. It's his group, and they're like, I don't know how to describe them. They're like alt rock, but they have like horns and stuff, but it's not ska. It's not jazz.
It's an important class.
Yeah, it's not ska or jazz. It's just like alt rock with horns. It's just super cool. Yeah, In Lieu of Flowers, a new album is really, really cool.
Shout out to Two Metal Guy too.
Not to be completely unoriginal, but also Across the Hall. But we really got to give a shout out to their new EP, Open Door Policy. It is really, really a banger, and that's been, I think, what.
Are they a Michigan band?
They are. We actually just saw them last night at the Blind Pig.
So I've never heard of that. Being a host of a Michigan music show is like one of those things where it's a lifetime to master. There's always new music out there, so I'm always hunting. For Across the Hall, I'm going to keep an eye out for that.
I go way back with them. I filled in for them a couple times, and their singer, we were coworkers for a bit.
So, yeah?
Yeah.
And actually, Cormac just filled in for them last night for their drummer.
He's just sitting there like, yeah, I play for these guys. Just chime me in when you ever want me to talk.
I'm quiet.
All right, so Fractured Future, we haven't played this one yet, have we?
No.
This one you just released like a month ago?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's best.
So, what do you want to tell me about this track?
It is the track. It is the Living Air track.
Oh, no, I think when Room Temp comes out,
this is the one. This was the second song that you ever showed me for this band?
Yeah, well, yeah, Fractured...
So out of the three, this one's, you guys are really kind of feeling it for this one.
So Fractured Future is probably one of the very first songs I personally have ever like written and really, really liked. I wrote this song back in 2018, back in uni, and it was like when I was first developing like my Japanese rock influence and playing style. I remember writing this song upstairs in the old Detroit Institute of Music Education building in the guitar room. And like I was like, oh, this is such a cool riff idea. And the song's gone through a lot of tweaks, actually, through the years. But this song is like close to me because it's probably one of my favorite songs I've ever written.
Well, let's take a pause there for a second because on your Facebook page, you say Japanese alt rock kind of mix. And then you're talking about Japanese style. Educate me. What is like a Japanese style versus like...
It's all in the same realm, I guess. Like a big influence for me was a band Organic Call that has like, it's like, I don't know how to describe the sound because it's like upbeat emotional music is how I think of it. There's a lot of like seven chords and jazz chords for the musicians who knew that with distortion, and the chord progression isn't always like just a straight, it's not like a straight chord progression. It's like the chords, the music's supposed to take you on a journey and an adventure. The story is in the music as well as in the lyrics.
Okay.
That's how I see like the style of like Japanese music.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I was like, what's the difference? I like to be educated. It doesn't always work, but it helps. Here's Living AI, Fractured Future, on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
There's a slow too much time passed? Is it too late to ask for something other than...
Oi, kore wa sayonara desu ka?
Living AI, Fractured Future, right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. What is a definition of fractured future?
AJ?
AJ?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Don't look at me.
The man who wrote the song and the lyrics.
Dude, I wrote it so long ago. What do I have to think about this. I think it had to do with, like, let me think about the words I wrote.
If you're taking things from a listener... It kind of reminds me of Fractured Future, like maybe somebody who is not of age, who's had a traumatizing kind of moment in their life.
No, that definitely wasn't it.
Okay.
It was
and
more...
This is why there's perspective and interpretation.
Well, I guess it's for whatever they want to interpret. It's like taking hold of the moment that's in front of you, pretty much, is that concept of the moment's now. Don't lose it. Don't let it slip.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's definitely what I got from the song, from like listening to it a lot, is just, that kind of thing of like, you know, living in the moment. You know, things might be uncertain in the future, but we're going to do our best.
Perfect. I like that. Now, here is a question I love asking bands because it makes them squirm a little bit because you guys have all seen the movie Spinal Tap.
Most of us.
Well, there's a lot of bands out there that have not, so they have no idea what I'm talking about when I ask about their Spinal Tap moments. Everybody gets a chance for this one. Basically, things that just go wrong, where it's going from venue to venue, whether it's at the show, whether it's dealing with a fan or whatever. Everybody gets a chance on this one. Cormac, you get to go first.
Yeah, Cormac.
I can't really think of anything too crazy, but there's a lot. I mess up quite a bit, or I'll miss a beat, or sometimes AJ will have to look at me or Sean and be like, "Hey, this next part."
Your Spinal Tap moment is Call of the Void.
Call of the Void. Yeah, Call of the Void.
A song,
but just like you want to jump into a truck, but
he likes to. So we have the song Call of the Void. He up until recently, the first couple times we played the song, he unfortunately ended it like a whole. Like
a whole measure,
whole
early.
Section
early. Section,
not section.
It's gotten to the point now where he's gotten better with it and he can do it on his own. But as an added cushion, I'm responsible for turning around and looking at him when it's the last time through to know to keep
going. Go one
keep
more
going
time.
And it's time to, now it's time to end.
He's like, I'm the drummer. I said the song's over.
Yeah, we
love you, Cormac. We love you.
We love you.
Don't combust.
Alexa, you want to go next?
Well, Call of the Void is also a Spinal Tap moment for me because I have to just predict that it might happen and I just have to stop singing. But because of the aforementioned words that sound like they went through Google Translate, sometimes I forget them and I get confused and I just stop singing and I stare and I hope for the best. And sometimes other lyrics come to my head. I get Where If Hysteria and Fractured Future mixed up a lot for some reason. It's difficult.
Different concept.
If I didn't write the lyrics, I don't remember them. I'm sorry.
Different concept.
AJ.
Which one? Oh, no.
He has so many.
Pick your favorite.
the most recent one I can think of is I gave Sean my guitar to play on stage, and then we lost all sound from my guitar because he moved the pickup selector in between pickups, so it was getting no sound. So him on stage is like... I'm running to go grab an extra cable. We're trying to get an extra cable. Recalibrate our wireless system.
Restart everything. It's just simply moving the toggle switch.
Yeah.
While AJ is playing guitar. While the song
show
is
must
going.
Go on.
Yeah.
Show must go on. You guys are stalwarts as far as that. I mean, you guys are relatively young. Sean, same question.
I mean, that was what I was actually going to say.
But, talk about whites.
Well, then give us your take on it.
I mean, yeah, I was just like playing, and then it's a jazz master style guitar. So there's the secondary set of like selectors up towards the top of the guitar, closer to you. And because AJ loves to play with his guitar all the way close to his head, like,
well,
he's
from the Beatles. No. I'm just shorter than him, so the strap's fine for me. But this tall guy, 6'3", is up here for him.
So because I borrowed the guitar from a Beatles player,
Hold on, let me bowl cut my hair. Right,
I mean, he's got the haircut for it. But anyway, so you know, I couldn't see that. So in my brain, I wasn't even thinking to look at that, that the fact that the selector was in between positions and that's why there was no sound. I just went everywhere else to chase the problem, to come to find out that by the end of the song that wasn't the issue.
To counter, I was playing his bass, and this guy likes to keep his bass past his knees while he's playing.
What can I say?
It's
comfy.
Oh, Mike, you're not off the hook.
All right. This isn't during a performance per se, but I think I'm going to tell the story of the gatekeeper.
Oh, the gatekeeper!
AJ's
excited.
I won't name the venue to protect this guy's identity.
He's about to piddle on the floor here for a second.
We played a show a couple months back, and we were the first band that played, right?
Yes.
So we were sound checking, and this was like before doors open. And
we're 2 hours early, by the way.
Yeah.
We're 2 hours
early. So we get set up, we start sound checking, and he starts with the drums, and he's, you know, Cormac's hitting the kick, and he's like, there's a weird frequency on that. I think I'll just put a gate on it. And then we repeat this process like 4 times. We get to the guitars. Yeah, I think I'll put a gate on it. Yep. And then I think we start doing vocals, and he's like, no, it's just not coming together. I'm going to start over.
This was maybe about an hour or so into sound check at this point.
He starts over. We run the whole thing again, still putting gates on things. And I think that sound check lasted a good hour and a half, and our set was like 45 minutes.
Wow.
Dude. Yeah.
Maybe they just have like a problem with their electrical system where they're just getting a hum.
I don't know.
No, he's the gatekeeper.
Yeah, we call him the gatekeeper because he just kept putting gates on things.
Like, everybody's on a gate to where like there's like moments where there's like no sound. And everybody's like, am I going deaf? What venue was this?
We're gonna leave it anonymous.
That was unfair of me to ask. I apologize. Oh, it is Mother's Day, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say I'm gonna go first. I want to wish my mom and my wife a very happy Mother's Day. You guys earned it. You guys, mothers are strong in this world. It's where we can always go running to whenever we need something. So thank you to the mothers. Mike, who you want to wish a Mother's Day to?
I mean, I'm going to go straight to my mother. Literally wouldn't be here without her. And, you know, she's done a lot for me over the years. We spent a lot of time just me and her at home. And she recently moved to Cincinnati, so I don't get to see her as much. But, you know, I just want her to know I love her.
There you go. Cormac.
Happy Mother's Day to my mother and my grandma.
Gotcha.
I love you guys.
I'm going to go with my music teacher, who's been my music teacher for a very long time. Her name's Julie. She's great. And I'm also going to go for all the nurses at work that tolerate me, because I also call them mom.
There you go. AJ.
My mom, thanks for putting that with me. I know I'm a lot to deal with. Love you. Thanks for everything.
Sean.
I'm going to say happy Mother's Day to my grandma. She is currently battling cancer right now. And she's been battling it for the last year or so, but she's been very strong through it, and she's, you know, persevered a lot and has gone through a lot. And, you know, she kind of shows me every day that she does this that, you know, got to be strong like her. And, you know, I love her very much.
There you go. Let's all be strong like his grandma. Prayers to her. And that will do it for the show. Thank you, Livin' AI, for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for persevering through all the technical difficulties. We made it work, though, didn't we? Yes, we did. We had a great show. Join me on Saturday. Saturday, I'll be pre-recording a show because I'm actually playing a show of my own, St. Pauli Street. We're back together after 10 years doing a couple shows the year. We're going to be playing at the Grunt Road Bar on Saturday. But don't worry, I won't leave you hanging. 3 full hours of nothing but Michigan-made music tomorrow. And then next week, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio. And then from 11 to midnight on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Thank you very much for tuning in. Good night. We love you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Never grow old, Michael. Never grow old, Michael. You never die. You'll never die. And it's there is a hell, and those sons of bum. And there has got to be a head of, there's gotta be.